Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you.
Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, everyone. I hope you're having a lovely day. Thanks for hanging out with me here on the Rachel Varga Podcast. Be sure to hit the bell notification on YouTube and Facebook and subscribe here on the podcast. Share this episode with somebody who you think might want to learn a little bit about how to address dry skin. So in today's episode, we're going to cover what we can do to reduce dry skin dryness while also addressing things like anti-aging and acne. And are there things we need to start doing now as we move into the fall? And 100%, there's lots that we need to be doing to switch things up with our current routine as we move into some of these drier months with more indoor heating, less, you know, vitamin D. What could we do to supplement that with things like biohacking and red light therapy? We're going to be highlighting in this episode, though, my top three dry skin tips. This is something I get asked all the time, right as we hit kind of like September, October. Rachel, what do I do about skin dryness? My clients reach out all the time. It's like clockwork at changes of seasons, which is why I do my skincare programs. All right. So tip number one, I want you to be transitioning to a richer moisturizer. So for me, I'm acne prone, but I'm also in my mid 30s and I need to make sure I'm on top of things like making sure I'm getting lots of antioxidants and actives in my products like retinol, glycolic acid, mandelic acid, and other peptides to feed and nourish my skin. But I also don't want to break out because in the summertime, we sweat a little bit more. But then as we move into the winter time, our skin definitely has different needs. So if you're kind of needing to reorder anything and you're just about finished your current moisturizer that I'd recommended for the spring, summer, reach out, send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll make a suggestion for you. This one, however, the Shield, you can actually get at my e-store at rachelvarga.ca/store. This is one of my go-tos as we move into the kind of like cooler, drier months, but also we're going to be talking about things that you can do at home to promote collagen and undo some of the photo damage from your fabulous days enjoying nature outside. So tip one is to transition to a richer moisturizer for the fall and winter. Tip two, monitoring your vitamin A and retinol use. Clients get a copy of my weekly planning guide. This is a great way to organize which evening you're doing your retinol, right? So vitamin A retinol, really potent antioxidant. It's been on the market since like the 80s. It's one of the most potent antioxidants out there, but here's what you need to know about it. It can cause quite a bit of dryness and flaking and things like that. So the way that you want to first integrate your retinol is slow and steady wins the race, but you don't want to be too aggressive at first with your retinol use. So my weekly planning guide, you can email me. I'll send you a copy of that. Everybody that takes Skin Camp gets it as well, and all my current clients also. So this is something we tend to forget about, right? Because we get all our products that say I've recommended for you. Your delivery arrives. You want to use everything right when you get it all. Please do not do that. Do not put the cart before the horse. There is a method to the madness for incorporating vitamin A and retinol into your routine, and you have to have the right cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub to go alongside retinol use. Otherwise, what will happen is, say you're using certain products, you throw in a retinol, and it starts to make your skin dry, kind of like red, irritated, and you start to flake. If you don't have the right products on hand to mitigate the dryness with a richer moisturizer, to mitigate the flaking with an awesome scrub, and also to mitigate things like photosensitivity, which you have to be very careful with retinol use to make sure you're not getting a lot of sun while you're using it. So then you have to have a really good sunscreen on hand. So there is a method to the madness. It's not just buying this one anti-aging beauty product that's going to fix all your skin woes. There is a bit of a method and a really great plan to follow to integrate your vitamin A and retinol so that you don't get all of that irritation. And tip number three, we need to continue to exfoliate and wear our SPF daily. So as I mentioned with retinol, what retinol can be really good at is basically speeding up your cell turnover, right? Because for me, my skin cell cycle, so from like the dermal layer up to the top of the skin where we see it, it's about a month. As we age, that can slow down to like a month and a half. And so doing things like exfoliating, retinol, you speed that up a little bit. We get your cellular turnover to improve and increase, but you also need to wear your sunscreen daily. So what exfoliation is going to do if you have dry skin, like say, for example, this one here that uses magnesium particles to buff and polish the skin as opposed to tearing it, that's going to take off like the dead cornflake layer on the skin. That is really one of the culprits of skin dryness. And when those cornflakes are kind of the dead skin cells are stacked on top of one another, you go and put your moisturizer on top, it will have a harder time actually penetrating into the skin. And also you need to wear your SPF daily. I just wrapped up a lovely follow-up consultation with a fabulous client of mine, Loretta, who actually inspired me to make this video. I told her on the call, I'm like, I need to film the video talking about all this stuff that we covered, which is great. And the reason why you want to wear your sunscreen daily is even though we're moving into fall, winter, and the cooler months with not as much sun exposure, is we actually get a lot of sun exposure in our homes. And that is usually via things like LEDs, right? So if you have lights in your home, I want you to start paying attention to the quality of lights that you have. And just reach out. I'll give you some guidance on that. But actually, a lot of the light that we get in our home is damaging our skin. LED actually penetrates about 3 times deeper in the skin than the UVA and the UVB rays that we get outside. So even if you're just kicking it at home, you're on Zoom calls all day long, you got LEDs shining from your lights above, you are actually damaging your skin and you're exposed to things that can damage your skin. So wearing your sunscreen every day, but it's really key what type of sunscreen you're using. So you can actually get this sunscreen, the primer TSO3. I love this one. This one you can get at the e-store as well, rachelvarga.ca/store. There's tinted, there's untinted options. This is my go-to because I'm acne prone. I get a little bit shiny. I don't like putting things on like toners and primers. I like to just skip those steps and use products that are going to do like 3 things for me. So this one also has antioxidants in it as well. And it's only a mineral sunscreen. So there's no added chemical filters like avobenzone or oxybenzone. It's really tricky these days. So one of the things I do with my clients is we're on a call together and then live I'm going through their products and which ones they either need to stop using right away because they're full of freaking toxins, or which ones they could potentially get through, and then just upgrade to something that's going to be a little bit more like results based and more optimized for aging, mature, dry skin. So sunscreen every single day. There's no point using retinol, no point dermal rolling or investing in in-clinic rejuvenation options if you're not doing the heavy lifting and the hard work at home, which really your home care should be making up most of your skin rejuvenation stuff, right? So moving away from simply relying on the in-clinic staff showing up for your appointments, it's really digging into the home care is really, really important. So your in-clinic options for facial rejuvenation and hydration, what are they? What are the approximate costs? What are the downtime? What do I have to do before and after to prepare for it? There's a lot of really great in-clinic options that are wonderful for rebooting the skin, undoing some of the summer spraying photo damage from being outside in nature, which I do encourage you guys to do. But there are some really great in-clinic facial hydration and rejuvenation options, and even some really nice gentle peels. But the reason I can't make blanket statements as to, you know, if you have this skin, you should do this treatment and that, because this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. If you want some more of that specific guidance as to some of the options that I think could be helpful for you, just reach out. You can work with me at rachelvarga.ca. So this was a fun episode talking about my top three dry skin tips. Number one, transition to a richer moisturizer. Number two, monitor your vitamin A and retinol use. You may just want to give yourself a couple days off of retinol. Start to get intuitive with your skincare and not doing too much on your skin. Sometimes you just need to rely on your basic kit to, you know, for a week or two to let your skin stabilize and then start talking to it again with your actives. And then tip number three for my dry skin tips is continuing to exfoliate with an approved scrub that I've set out for you and also wearing your sunscreen daily. These are all very important, very basic things to cover. When my clients work with me and I get them on a basic routine, usually within even their first application of the routine I'm laying out for them, or a couple days to 2 weeks, you start to see more glassiness to the skin, smoothness, and reduction of the diffuse redness. So covering your basics is really key. And I wanted to warmly invite you all into Fall Skin Camp. You can register at fallskincamp.com right now. I begin Fall Skin Camp right on the fall equinox. And this is where I will be focusing on undoing sun damage in the fall and which at-home and in-clinic rejuvenation options to focus on now, as well as pre and post recovery tips. So each season, there's certain things that we need to be aware of moving into fall and winter. It's definitely dryness and things like that. And also kind of really starting to go down the rabbit hole of looking at some rejuvenation options for reducing things like photo damage, so sunspots, loss of collagen, and all sorts of stuff. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Thanks for hanging out with me here on the Rachel Varga podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe here on the Rachel Varga official YouTube channel and also on the podcast. Hit the bell so you know when new episodes get released. And also, I'm giving away my free treatment planning guide and my 5 steps to sophisticated skin cheat sheet. That's an awesome one that I put together for you all. You can get that when you join my newsletter at rachelvarga.ca. It'll go right into your inbox. And those are 2 guides you can start using right now. If you are a current client of mine and you're taking Fall Skin Camp, you are going to get access to the weekly planning guide. And I actually emailed all of my clients yesterday with the link for the guide, so you can check your inbox. All right. Have a great day, everybody. And if you haven't yet had a one-on-one with me, use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your one-on-one. And I'll go through your skin rejuvenation goals and come up with a plan for you at home and in the clinic, and then provide you with some pretty lovely ongoing support. Have a good one, guys. I'll see you in the next episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.